That means we'll bring in Pat Pagano. Morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you.
You notice anything different?
Oh, I was able to hear you.
Yes.
I heard you, yes.
What? I came in to do an afternoon recording session yesterday at the radio station. And the problem that was causing you not being able to hear anything up till I spoke, it was a short someplace. But I come in yesterday afternoon, and guess what? Everything's working normally.
So you didn't even fix it?
No, it means it's going to go. It means it's going to short again sooner or later. But my engineer is going to come. It's the type of thing where you have to totally disassemble our audio console. So it's going to take several hours, and so we're going to have to do it on a Saturday or a Sunday. So, but I just thought it was funny that I came in yesterday afternoon, and there it is, back to normal.
Back to normal. Well, that's good. And the weather will also get back to normal. Today, low 40s, partly sunny. That is normal. Cloudy tonight, 30 to 35, so you can forget about the teens. Then cloudy Saturday with a risk of a couple of rain or wet snow showers. I have to stress, no big deal. Mid and upper 30s, so you know it's not going to stick. Sunday, partly sunny and windy, mid 40s. Monday, sunny, breezy, a mild, low 50s.
About time.
Now, there is a cold front that will be coming in on Tuesday. After that cold front passes, I mean, it'll bring rain showers. But after it passes, the trick here is where does that front stall and line up? I don't have to tell you that the computer models have picked every location from Delaware to Florida next week. So there's just no rhyme or reason as to, you know, what they're thinking. But if the front lines up just to the south, let's say it stalls over southern New Jersey, little lows are going to go along that. And later next week, we are going to wind up with a wintry mix. Goes a little bit further south, it's all snow. Comes a little bit further north, it could be a wintry mix, going to rain. So they don't know, we don't know. But I will go to Pat's long range forecast.
Please do, because, you know, next weekend is a big weekend, the 7th, 8th, and 9th, the Jump Fest, Salisbury Winter Sports Association. And, they can deal with warm weather. They already have snow made and everything. But the hardest thing for them to recover from for the jumps is is a driving rain on one of the jump days, or if they get a ton of snow because they have to remove that snow. If that happens, so what's it look like in your opinion, one week away?
I think whatever comes in late next week will be moving out on Friday. That's my thinking. Which means part of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday should be fair, but it'll be cold. But that's what they want. But prior to that, somewhere between Wednesday and Friday, I think we may have to worry about it. My long range indicates a low pressure system riding to the south of us to Cape Cod. That is usually a shoo-in for us for snow.
Yep.
And if you look at my long range forecast,
it's been pretty accurate. I think
we looked at it yesterday. I think we said snowstorm for late next week. So let's see how right I am.
Because your long range has been pretty accurate so far for the winter.
Yeah, I really have not pressed any panic buttons, but we will see. And then, of course, you'll really know what's going to happen for the rest of this winter once your favorite groundhog predicts it on Sunday.
That's right. Sunday is Groundhog's Day.
Yeah. So that's in the morning, and Super Bowl's in the evening. So I'll be around for the groundhog prediction. I'll be sleeping by the time the Super Bowl, I shouldn't say starts, because what time is it starting?
Oh,
Marshall, 6:30?
6:30, and it's in Miami. So will the weather in Miami, what, it's going to be rainy down there?
No. Yeah. They have a threat of severe thunderstorms tomorrow.
Okay.
But it'll clear out. And on Sunday, I think, well, if anybody wants to take the sun in Miami, they'll be saying, this is ridiculous. But for football, How about 65 degrees?
That's couldn't be it couldn't be more perfect, really.
Right? 65 degrees should be good. I'm looking to see right now. Yeah, they have right here, they have Miami and a slight risk of severe thunderstorms tomorrow. It says here for South Florida, from Lake Okeechobee, south. Cold front, moderate size, despite limiting factors, capable of isolated strong to damaging wind gust for South Florida tomorrow. So, if anybody's traveling to South Florida tomorrow, that may be a problem. But on Sunday, no problems at all.
Well, you know, Lake Okeechobee is a big lake.
It sure is.
I mean it's huge.
Yeah, it really is.
I bet you that was a meteor that hit Florida sometime, and it has to be because there's nothing else like that in Florida. Nothing.
You could be right, and that's probably why so many people in South Florida have a green glow around them.
That's
But anyhow, they're saying, the computers are saying that the highs in Miami on Sunday will actually be in the low 70s. With a northwest wind at about 10 to 15 miles an hour and very low dew points. So no humidity, very dry. That's good for San Francisco, right?
It's good for everybody. It's
And Kansas City,
and
yeah.
Kansas City, it's good for everybody. If football players will like that, fans will like that. They'll be able to be intoxicated and dressed. They don't have to dress in heavier clothes. The Super Bowl, you know, I went to. I never got in, but the first Giants Super Bowl when they were at the Rose Bowl, I just went and parked in the parking lot, and I think I paid 10 or 20 bucks back then. That was a long time ago. But the real Super Bowl that I actually had tickets that I went to, the Giants against Baltimore, which was in Tampa, that was a blast. Got down there on the Saturday morning before, had a lot of fun, went to all the Super Bowl party activities on Saturday, and then on Sunday as well. And then Sunday night, the game, which we didn't enjoy because the Giants got their rear ends kicked, and then got in the car on Monday and was back home by Tuesday morning.
Wow.
With Jake and Sam and I went to the Super Bowl, and it was a blast, and it was a lot of fun. And I still have everybody that when you go there, there's a big package for you on your seat, and it has lots of great little things in it. I still have that Super Bowl seat cushion.
Huh.
But the Super Bowl, if you're a football fan and your team's in it, it is a fun thing to go to. It really is. I had to stay at a motel. We had to stay at a motel about 25, 30 miles outside of Tampa. But it was still, that's not, that was a 15-minute ride to the game and a 15-minute ride back from the game. So, but it's if you're a football fan and you ever get a chance to go. I mean, I would have never bought the tickets years ago. That was many years ago. The tickets were $300 a ticket, okay? And I won four tickets. You know how I won four tickets?
No.
Jim Cummins had, at one point early in the baseball season, tickets to see the Yankees in the World Series, or he had four Super Bowl tickets. And everybody else clamored for the tickets, because and that I clamored for the Giants. The Giants didn't look like they were going to make the Super Bowl at that time. That's when they went on that impressive run, and
Right.
so I got to see the Super Bowl when the Giants went on that impressive run, even though they lost it. So I would have never afforded to go to a Super Bowl. It's just too expensive. It's just way too expensive. But it was something that I'll always remember. It was a fun trip, so even though they lost. Even though they lost.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. And just to bring you up to date, there was one caught yesterday.
What was caught? Oh, a mouse.
Yeah, David texted me. That makes 15 since the fall.
Well, looks like they've taken up residence, Pat.
Infestation, that's what I call it.
It is Pat's Mouse Motel.
Thank you.
And they're lining up for the free continental breakfast.
Right. They're going to get a breakfast, all right.
That's right. They certainly
Mm-hmm.
are. Well, yeah, it's one of those things that I don't mind mice, but I'm that way with bugs. So I can,
right. So, you could feel, yeah.
I understand. Right. I understand because I'm that way with bugs. Well, Pat, I want you to have a good weekend. I'll speak to you on Monday.
Yeah, you do the same.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.